They are everywhere, right before you and hidden around the globe. From every nook and cranny, the world's weirdest, most bizarre, unimaginable, and dumbest moments are brought to you. From places all the way up to us humanoids, the world will never cease to amaze you. The Back Porch USA, TBP-USA, brought to you by Anchor.fm. Before we begin, I want to take a moment to thank you for your time spent with me here. We're kicking off Season 4 of TBP-USA, and I couldn't be more excited to be back here with you on the front lines for some of the strangest and funniest stories. Thank you for your continued support and listenership, and let's all throw out a big thank you to the world's meat burgers for their inexplicable contributions that keep us asking why, how, and what? I'm looking forward to sharing another season here on the Back Porch, as well as watching the Meat Burger Nation grow through your help by continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your families, even people you don't like. You share it with everybody. Let them know about it. I love you all. Now let's get this kicked off. Welcome to the Back Porch USA. TBP-USA. Where the weird, the bizarre, the strange, the unimaginable, and the dumbest moments are what's up. From places and animals all the way up to us humanoids, the world will never cease to amaze you. So grab yourself a glass of lemonade. Kick off your shoes for a bit. While I tell you what's going on. Aaron Germain Major is a 47-year-old and considered, on the meat burger scale, a 6 out of 10 stars for his criminal methodology. Major has been dubbed the crawling bandit by some, while by officials, just another common criminal. Major's heists are listed, but not limited to, more than $25,000 from 21 different local Cobb County businesses, as well as cartons of cigarettes, 61 lingerie outfits, high heels, a variety of sex toys, and $525 gift cards. How did this perverted pilferer go about it? Well, the proof is in the pudding, folks. Major broke into the businesses dressed in all black clothing that had zigzag print on the pockets. Now, once in, he would proceed to crawl on his belly to reach his mark and avoid motion sensors that were in place and functional. Major may have the mind of a criminal, but his personal skills are the ranks of Mission Impossible, and his bountiful sex collection speaks for itself. While Major is set without bond, one can't help but wonder if it was the size of the heist that counted to him, or the action itself. With that being said, we're going to take a short commercial break, and I will see you in roughly 30 to 40 seconds. Hope you enjoy the commercial. I made it myself. Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Back Porch USA. I'm your satirical humorist host, Luke Eller, and we're going to continue on with high delusions. Last Thursday, a 62-year-old Wyoming man, who has yet to be named, found himself on the wrong side of the law by his own hand. The 62-year-old has gained his place in the Meat Burger Hall of Fame after calling the police to inquire why he hadn't been arrested. When the Campbell County Dispatch asked why, the man reported he had been using meth and that he had 10 young men following him. He continued to state that the police raided my house yesterday. There's the real kicker, though, as according to the Campbell County Sheriff's Department, nobody had raided the man's home. Police later identified him as he was driving his pickup truck and proceeded to pull him over, where he failed the sobriety tests. When questioned, he allegedly told the arresting officer that he was still high from using meth a day and a half prior. This goes to show, from previous methed-out meat burger stories, that using meth can and will fuck with you in any way possible, folks. Don't do drugs, okay? Drugs are bad. And for our final little piece for tonight, I have a public service announcement for all of my fellow Americans. It's that time of year again for Americans. The 4th of July, Independence Day. What goes hand in hand with Independence Day? Well, fireworks, of course. From skyrockets and aerial repeater mortars to firecrackers and sparklers, we love having a true blast for the red, white, and blue. But under all that fun comes responsibility and proper precautions to keep the handler and the viewers safe and sound. Please remember to practice safety and use the proper handling and launching instructions. Don't be like Half Hand Harry. Half Hand Harry is a Tennessee man who, just the other day, was in a bad fireworks mishandling. He decided it would be fun to hold the mortar tube up and out of the sunroof of his girlfriend's car and light it off. Half Hand Harry got his name because he blew off half of his hand when the mortar misfired and blew up in the tube. Half Hand Harry would give you a high five, but he's now missing a few digits, as well as putting himself and his girlfriend in the hospital for injuries connected with the explosion. Have a safe, happy, and most excellent 4th of July. And to all of our service members out there, thank you for signing that blank check. Thank you for giving yourself and your body and your heart to protecting us. God bless you all. Eller's out. I'll catch you on the flip side, yo. Well, hey there. I hope you had a really good time tonight. I know I did. It was great as always. Thanks for tuning in to the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. By the way, did you know that the squiggly line is called a tilde? I didn't. We're not going to use it. Don't forget that you can get a hold of me at thebackporchusa@gmail.com, as well as reaching out through facebook.com/thebackporchusa or the Facebook group, The Back Porch USA Productions Group. You can also leave me a voice message on anchor.fm/TBP-USA. for your chance to be featured on a future episode. The music that was used in the introduction was provided by Audiolib. It is called Dragon and Toast by Kevin McLeod. With that being said, Eller's out. I'll catch you on the flip side.